ladies and gentlemen of the Group of Presidents, Stephen Antonucci.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Stephen Antonucci, 60 Pine Ridge Drive, Cranston taxpayer, also here representing the fine men and women of the Cranston Police Department, International Brotherhood, Local 301. As you can see by the support shown here behind me, union members overwhelmingly support this tentative agreement. The tentative agreement presented here tonight is the result of a lot of hard work and a lot of hours by a lot of people. The police union realizes that we're all in difficult financial times, as stated earlier, and that's why, once again, I'm proud to say that this police union stepped up willingly. We're the first union to the table, and we're the first ones to bring a tentative agreement forward tonight to the Finance Committee. As you can see, we've made significant concessions and givebacks. And yes, there are concessions, there are givebacks. There's no smoking mirrors, there's no deferrals, and each officer seated here in this room tonight has reached into their pocket and is willing to give money back to the city of Cranston, very cognizant of the financial times that we're in. We read the papers, we watch the television, we see what's going on in some of the other cities and towns where there's contentious battles going on between police officers, city workers, firefighters, and municipalities that they're employed by. Being conscious of that, the most important thing to us, bringing forward this agreement where there would be no layoffs. Layoffs are bad, obviously, for my members, but also bad for the city, bad for the taxpayers. This agreement, again, provides no layoffs. It's going to keep our police officers on the streets where they belong. This is a good deal for the city. It's a good deal for the taxpayers. Again, we've made the concessions, approximately $1.4 million in savings. And again, I applaud you for doing your due diligence and asking the questions. That's why we're here tonight. We have our attorney. Union legal counsel is also present. I just want to address a couple of quick things that you just brought up, and I'd be happy to do this later on. But as far as the 20% goes, again, when we started negotiations, 20% was something that the mayor demanded from us. Was something that was a hard-fought battle between the union and the administration. The mayor has the numbers. He showed them to you. Looking at the comparable police departments, there's nobody who's paying 20%. Again, you talked about the teachers. Frankly, I don't represent them, and you have no jurisdiction over them, so it's really a moot argument. You need to compare apples to apples. Again, when we sat down, we could have very easily given 20%. The problem is, 20% of what? You get a number from UnitedHealth, you get a number from Blue Cross, the city provides a number, we have our own numbers. So 20% of what? And I agree, in the private sector, people do pay their 20% of their co-share or fair share, but they're actually going out and purchasing a plan for the people that work in the private sector. We do not have that yet. So this is all self-insured, self-funded by the city of Cranston. So theoretically, if an employee never goes to the doctor or never utilizes health care, there's no out-of-pocket cost other than the monthly admin fee, which this union also stepped up through the efforts, collective efforts, to reduce that administrative fee on a monthly basis. So the difficult thing to look at is you're asking us to pay 20% of what? It's a fictional number. Historically, the city has done a very, very poor job of managing health care. We have made structural changes to the health care by increasing office visits and co-pays to the emergency rooms to try and change consumer behavior to drive people toward these lower costs, either their private physician or to an urgent care, rather than racing to a very expensive hospital visit. So we have made steps to make structural change and fundamental change. To talk about the 20%, it's a pie in the sky number. Nobody can put a finger on it. It's a political buzzword. But again, we stepped up. We gave you far more in concessions than we ever could have given by giving 20%. So again, are you looking for real dollars and cents, or do you want to have something political to say you've got 20%? Also, the police union in Cranston never had a copay before until 2005, the last agreement. So we've made great strides. We're increasing our co-shares. We are trying to work closer to that 20% number. So again, you need to walk before you can run. These things need to evolve over time. To try and get this in one contract negotiation, frankly, is not realistic. I think that the men and women need to be applauded for the money that they put on the table and what they want to sacrifice for the betterment of the city and also to maintain the level of public safety that we currently enjoy. Just one last thing about the retirees. It's a great idea. However, people that are already retired and already collecting their benefits at vested, and we have no legal authority over them to make any changes once they're collecting their pension benefit under federal and state law. So again, unless the retirees are going to come to the table out of the goodness of their hearts and begin providing a co-share or a fair share, it's a great idea, but it's not something that we, again, even have jurisdiction over. If I wanted to negotiate that away, I'd have to go to every single individual retiree and ask them to sign off on a waiver to begin paying a co-share. So again, we're here, we're available. I'll be happy to answer any questions that you have, and also our attorneys present if any legal issues come up. But thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.